Former Democratic Congressman Tony Coelho is urging the presidential candidates to put disability rights issues on the campaign agenda. In a speech last month, Coelho called on President Bush and the 9 Democrats to promise to do more to cut high unemployment among the disabled. He also wants them to work to restore anti-discrimination protections in the Americans with Disabilities Act. Coelho, who has epilepsy, was a lead author of the ADA and is chairman-elect on the board of directors of the Epilepsy Foundation.
Anybody running for president, it seems to me, ought to address the issue of 54 million Americans and directly tell us what they're going to do in regards to this whole area. First thing I talk about is judges appointed to the federal court system that aren't anti-ADA. Because we're in a situation now where these cases challenging the ADA are going through the system and they are reversing the benefits of the ADA. Second issue is to get a candidate like we did in 1988 when we got Vice President Bush and we got Michael Dukakis to agree that they would support the ADA. And as you know, President Bush signed it in 1990. We want now to get these presidential candidates to agree that they will support the restoration of the ADA.
You say that disabled people can be a factor in the next election, but how can they vote as a bloc? I mean, you get disabled conservatives and disabled liberals.
Well, when we introduced the ADA, it was interesting what happened then. We had people of all different political persuasions, of all the different disabilities, all came together because they understood how significant this was. You have over 70% unemployment among people with disabilities. So I don't care if you're a conservative or a liberal. We have real problems.
Didn't the Supreme Court rule that people with disabilities have a right to get care in their own homes instead of institutions? Wouldn't that be a plus from the courts?
Oh, that'd be a plus. But it also says that somebody like me, if I take phenobarbital, which I do, and I control most of my seizures, which I do, and I still have seizures today, but if I control most of my seizures and so forth, I am not covered by the ADA. So in effect, they wrote me out of my own bill.
They say you're well.
They say I'm well. Even though I can have a seizure, I can get fired. But when I have my seizure, I am disabled. But the rest of the time that I don't have seizures, I am not covered by my own law. This is ridiculous. And my colleagues, even people in the Congress that did not support us, like Tom DeLay, have said to me personally that that was not the intent of the Congress, even though he voted against us, and he would support a registration of that.
Why don't they rewrite it?
Well, that's what we're working on right now. We want a president who would sign it, and I'm going to try to get people in the Congress to go ahead and just put it in.
Do you think people really want to discriminate against disabled people?
No, I don't think they want to discriminate. I think they do discriminate, and I think they do discriminate out of fear. It's fear of what happens if they have a seizure, what happens this or what happens that. So basically, out of fear, they will not employ. Secondly, people won't employ people with disabilities because they're afraid of what their clientele might think or not do or whatever. And thirdly, can they really do the job because of their disability? And, you know, that's what our problem is. It's not the blatant, let's go get those people with disabilities and let's not have them do X. It is really sort of people are too nice to us. I say, you know, stop patting me on the head. Just give me a job.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Tony Coelho is chairman-elect on the board of directors at the Epilepsy Foundation.